The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. So let me get this straight. You have been so entertained. Are you not entertained? It's the only line I know.
Good
rep. Thank you. By this debate that you are super curious how other people will vote.
Yeah.
In your, if the Packers aren't winning the Super Bowl, which NFC team do you want to win the Super Bowl?
No, if the Packers aren't the representative from the NFC, which we all, not Jason, but most of us hope is the case. Right? Is that, do we agree on that?
Sure. So wait a minute. So it's not even to win the Super Bowl. So I can have my Vikings preference. I want to make sure everybody understands this. And then they lose the Super Bowl, so then they experience the heartbreak of losing a Super Bowl.
No, I'm
and
not
still
interested
don't
in that.
Have
I get
the
what
trophy.
You're saying. I get what you're saying.
Right?
No,
that should bolster my position.
No, but you didn't even know that was your position. You want Aaron Jones to win a ring, which is
I
fine.
I want Aaron, if you have to make me pick a team to make it to the Super Bowl, yeah, that's what
I'm picking. The Jets play the Vikings in the Super Bowl. Who are you rooting for? You have to go Jets. That's your boy.
I don't know. Let me see Enigma first.
Fair. Fair enough. So, yeah, I'm curious just because, listen, it was a tough loss Thursday night, last Thursday. And, by the way, big streaming numbers for Amazon. Big. 18 million people.
17 plus million.
Yeah,
yes.
Almost 18 million people, which is, I'm sure, what Peacock will get tonight on the Badgers, Illinois.
You coming over to watch that tonight?
No. I got, I'm be coaching some hoops myself. So when I look at this whole thing, I am really intrigued on how fans, that's why I love doing this show. I love the psychology of our fans. And I'm fascinated because of that loss Thursday and because Detroit is feeling themselves and Detroit hadn't been there before, people are getting irritated with them. Nobody that I know other than Jason, would be irritated enough to say, yeah, I'd rather see Minnesota represent and win this division than the Detroit Lions. I don't think there's many, but I'd like to, and I don't know. I'm never great at figuring out what drives people to call. Mm. That might be intriguing to see if you agree with Jason that because of the Aaron Jones deal, that's what drives you to like and want Minnesota, if it isn't Green Bay, to win the division and to go on and represent the NFC. I just don't know many people that will.
But just to be clear, like obviously the number one option is for the Packers to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. And then the next option would be for what? None of these teams? Like some dark horse to make it instead of them? Because you're still choosing the lesser of evils here, right? Like, if you're no Packers fan is really rooting for either the Lions or the Vikings.
No, of course they're not. But fans are fans, and there's always going to be the lesser of two evils, if you want to put it that way. There's indifference. I don't think there's a ton of indifference. There's been indifference to the Lions forever. Those days are gone. There's plenty of difference. And I do think that this rivalry is now the hottest it's been ever in the pack. Probably, maybe in the 50s. I think the Lions were pretty good, and I think they maybe even won a championship in the 50s. I have to check my stats on that.
1957, yes, sir.
I thought they beat Lombardi. That was one of the... So, this has not been hot forever. It is now. And I've always said rivalries are the geography of it is always going to play. But
sure,
they're always going to be as hot as who is going to impede. Who is the biggest threat to you winning and accomplishing your goals? And right now, I don't think anybody's going to argue. You can argue Minnesota, and that's great. You can go die on that hill. I ain't going to go there with you. I got the Detroit Lions. I think that's the hill. That's the team that's at the top of that hill, and that's the team Green Bay's going to have to go get.
And why is it? Like, we obviously, I've explained my reasoning, flawed though it may be. Is it just the, because I would think someone like you, who learned a hard lesson by saying in 2016, the infancy of our show, hey, if the Brewers aren't going to win the World Series, be cool to see the Cubs end their 100-plus-year drought.
Yep, I was wrong.
And then you wound up regretting that.
Totally wrong. Yeah, because
so
I love the story.
So you're traveling down the same path with the Lions.
Maybe.
Aren't you?
Maybe. Well, I'm not rooting for the Lions, but I'm saying I'm rooting for the Lions over the Vikings. That's what I'm saying. Oh, if I have to see some parade going through, I'd much rather it be through Detroit than up in Minneapolis. 100
but you're
times
even
out of
putting
100.
The Lions ahead of the, like, if anything, I would say Philly, because again, as Barry Alvarez says of Ben Brust, who gives a blank about Philly whether they win the title or not?
I just don't like Philadelphia.
They've been in
fourth
it recently.
26?
Yeah,
they won one in the last decade.
I don't care. I don't like Philadelphia. I think their fans are blank holes. I think there's just a lot of blank and blanks there. I just don't like it. I have no interest in seeing Philadelphia win in anything. Matter of fact, they're closer to Minnesota than Detroit.
Okay.
So I can feel how I want to feel, too, as I am pointed out by my daughter a bunch. Let me feel my feels. All right. Yeah, it's good. You should feel your feels. My feels are I don't like Philadelphia and I don't like Minnesota. All right?
Shut up and eat this freezer bird protein muffin. You and your feelings. 844-770-3776. Again, I'm not qualified
for this. Have we pulled this? Did we put this in rank form to see which team you would prefer?
Okay,
I bet Philly wins, right?
I am happy to pull it to this point, and I don't know if Blue Sky is going to have this as an option or not, but Twitter does not have a rank these four options from favorite to least favorite as an option on a tweet.
Can we agree on this? If we did, who, since Green Bay is more than likely not winning the division, I have written that off. Some people haven't. That's fine. Okay. I've written it off. Who would we prefer to see get to win that division? I think Detroit wins. I don't think it's Canyon, but I think it's real close. Am I crazy to think that?
All right. So now, are you changing? I have a draft up. Are you changing
Detroit,
it now?
Minnesota with this? Yes, I am, because we can't rank. I'm interested in the ranking.
Well, we'll just see how people vote, and then we'll see who gets the most votes.
Philadelphia will win.
I still think Detroit wins.
No. Well, put it up there.
Well, now we're doing it.
Yeah.
So we're doing it. Jason,
to give a quick summary of my brain on this.
Yes, please.
I didn't think anybody would have thought Detroit. I think people were kind of like, oh, Detroit's a nice little deal. And then they beat us twice, and they've kind of had LaFleur's number. I think 1-6 versus Detroit with Dan Campbell. It's something like that, the last seven.
It might be 2-6, I believe,
yeah,
yes.
Well, I think the last seven's 1-6.
Okay.
And so I think people are kind of like, all right, we got to take these boys serious. I think Thursday night was a kick in the face to Wes Hotkowitz and everybody else to say, hey, boys, this isn't like some nice little cat that's coming out. This is a blanking mountain lion. You better be careful. Don't start petting and feeding that dang thing. You better go out there and, not to be graphic, you better get at it. You better get at it. Don't just think that that's a nice little, you're going to pet the mountain lion. No, you're going to get your arm bit off if you're petting that lion. And that has changed, and I think for the good. I think the Lions probably appreciate it, too. Nobody wants to be anybody's, that's a cute little deal, little charity case. Well, there are no more charity cases when it comes to the Detroit Football Lions.
All right. Is this okay with you?
You posting it on both Twitter and Blueski?
I know you are enjoying the fact that I've added a social media channel. I don't post there a lot, and I don't even know if you can do polls on that website. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I've got 11 posts on there.
Saying Blueski.
I do.
He thinks he's
There's
funny.
No doubt he likes that. Yeah.
What do you mean? I think it's funny.
Blueski.
Blutarski.
Blueski.
Today's Wilde and Tausch poll question from the mind of Mark Tausch. If the Packers are not going to be the NFC's representative in Super Bowl 59, which of these teams would you prefer to see win the NFC?
Dude, I think that is worded absolutely beautiful. Like, I was actually reading ahead saying this is the word I would use. And you, my friend, crushed it.
So what I did was...
Make sure we put that on Blueski.
What I did was Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFC West champs.
Yeah, we're writing the South off. And Tampa will probably be the team that wins it.
Maybe.
Ain't that how it always goes? Huh? Ain't that how it always goes, huh?
So you're okay with that? NFC West champs?
I love it. I love it.
Okay. It is in the field right now. So be sure to go to Twitter and vote in our poll question. All right. I still, again, I don't understand how... explain it to me as a fan, because I'm not one.
Nobody's okay? Taking San Fran. I can't imagine anybody wants any piece of Seattle. I think Philly... Jesse, I'm going to call my shot. Philly wins it. And I don't know why, but they do.
I think Detroit still wins. I think there's a loud contingency of Packers fans that thinks Detroit fans are suddenly the worst thing just because they're the biggest threat because they're the best team. But I think if you step back and if you like, if we put ourselves in late January and the Packers lose just like last year in the divisional round of the playoffs and it's Minnesota versus or Detroit versus Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game, we're going to be watching with a vested interest cheering for Detroit.
100%. Well, I think people will be pulling for Philly because now, whoever knocked us out would be the team that we're... I don't know. That's why it's such a great question. Gels?
Gels?
Yeah, gels.
Okay.
Jesse seems to like that. Gelsy. Hey, Gelsy.
All right. I don't think so. The poll is in the field. I would like to get at some juncture to my conversation with Jaden Reed because we did spend some time
Intrigued by that.
But we're going to take your calls on this and your texts, and we're going to check the poll question because Tausch, it's a great question. I am not disparaging the question at all. I don't really appreciate being put in a position where I'm suddenly public enemy number one because I like Aaron Jones.
I didn't force you into being PE1.
You asked me the question. I answered
you. You complain to me all the time. I don't ask you enough questions.
I shook it.
No, you say you don't ask me enough questions. Well, I asked you.
Well, ask me fewer questions.
Oh, I can do that.
You don't have to ask me a question if it's about who I would have represent me if I ever was seriously injured in an accident. I hope it never happens to me, to Paula, to the girls, to you, anybody. I hope it never happens. But unfortunately, these things do happen, and you want to have the best team on your side. And that, of course, is Grubelofs's. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. All it takes, one call, that's all. And then you've got the process underway. You don't pay unless they win and until they win, because they win. Check out the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. 844-770-3776. Explain it to me. Help me understand. I feel like Aaron Jones should be... I was thinking about this because you sent me the text message last night when I was walking the dogs. My first thought was, doesn't Aaron Jones break the tie here? Apparently, that was flawed reasoning.
Not for me, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Apparently, just
and
for
me.
And
by the way, I got a great picture, Max, with Aaron Jones down on the field. So I like Aaron Jones, a good dude. Really good dude. Great player. Yeah. I wanted him to be on the Packers this year.
Yeah, so did he.
But when you go to purple, dude, it's a deuces B.
Or white. With
it's a clean
trim.
Look. Now, I'll give you that. It's a clean look.
It's very white. Your call's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Don't want the Vikings or the Detroit Lions. Go Philadelphia. You're one team that's not in the division. All right.
They got some issues up there, too, now.
Oh, they sure do.
A lot of issues.
Drama. Drama in Philly.
Might be pushing. Maybe I was right about leaving Philly out of that mix. I'm not, but I maybe was.
Maybe it'll bring them closer together. Let's see what people think The early returns, even with retired Navy fella chiming in, big fan of your work. This has been in the field for 7 minutes.
I like the retired Navy fella. I don't mind that he's a little antagonistic towards Ulti, but I don't mind that.
As of now, the Minnesota Vikings, I am in a distinct minority.
How distinctly is it?
Do they have a vote? 230 votes in the first 7 minutes, so thank your guy Elon for boosting this post for me. Today's Will the Attach poll question: if the Packers are not the NFC's representative in Super Bowl 59, which of these teams would you prefer to see win the NFC? Right now, with 37.8% of the vote, the Detroit Lions. Next, with 30.0, it's moving already. More
potato
votes coming
corridor.
In as we speak.
Potato corridor. Potatoes for sale in the corridor.
Cheesesteak corridor.
Second place, 30.8% now, because the numbers have already shifted. Philadelphia Eagles. In third place with 28.1% of the vote, the NFC West champs. And if 38 plus 30 plus 28 seems like a lot of voting going for those three options.
Don't ask me to do the math. I was having the hardest time trying to keep track of a penalty, a minute 30 penalties, and it was like 9:47 and the clock wouldn't go, and they're like, when do the kids get out of the penalty box? Like, I don't know. I'm not up here trying to break down. I have to do cosines and rhombuses on my show. I ain't breaking down 90 seconds minus 147. I am out. So continue, Jason.
That leaves 2.6%.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Of 263
votes.
That seems
high. That seems high.
So if it's 263 votes and it's 2%, that's what, five votes?
Five people.
So yep. You and four other people.
Yeah.
Me, Aaron Jones's mom, Aaron Jones, Sam Darnold, and Kevin O'Connell. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Justin in Middleton. Justin, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. Who are you voting for in our poll?
Good morning, gentlemen. So I'm voting for, although it's unlikely to happen, it'd be quite something if Eugene and Smith and the Seattle Seahawks could get it done. Yes, that's his actual name is Eugene. So I think that would be neat to see. But ideally, I think Philly's going to get it done. Who does Detroit have who can stop that one running back that is tearing it up this year? So those are my thoughts. And my last thing is, Tausch, do you know who Aretha Franklin's favorite, Santa Claus's favorite singer is?
No, who is it?
Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, not bad.
Oh, why? Aretha.
That's good. Like, yeah,
Christmas
like that.
Wreath. Yeah. Well,
comedic timing, top notch. Thanks for the call, Justin. By the way, he's right. Eugene Cyril Smith III is the full name of Geno Smith. So, see, you learned something new as well as getting a
Would
vote
Sam
for
Darnold be happy being Geno Smith?
What is that? I don't know. I don't understand what that means.
Geno Smith is very similar trajectories. Obviously, Sam was drafted higher, but he has rebounded. He is now a year-to-year quarterback making some good cash. Would Sam Darnold be happy if his career turns out like Geno Smith's?
So he becomes the starter in Minnesota Geno Smith became the starter in Seattle?
He is a starting quarterback on a smaller deal, like $25 to $30 million. Is he content with that? Or because if he plays like he did last week, somebody will be foolish enough to dump a big check at him. I don't think to the same degree as what like Daniel Jones got, but would he be content being whatever Eugene Cyril blah blah blah
Cyril?
Nobody was foolish enough to do that with Geno. Why would they do it with Darnold?
So let me ask you the flip side of that question before we get to another call.
Can you answer mine first and then ask?
I don't know if he would be happy with that or not. Okay. I have no idea. But would you recommend to him to say, hey, that would be the smart play? Like, I'm wondering if Sam Darnold wants this to be sustainable, does he have to say, okay, someone may dump a bunch of money in my lap, but the Minnesota Vikings may say, hey, we drafted J.J. McCarthy, but we're not sure that he'll be as good as you are. We're not going to pay you the moon, the sun, and the stars like some of these other quarterbacks have gotten, but we think this is a pretty good fit for you and for us. So we will give you one of those contracts. If you're Sam Darnold, do you say, no, I want somebody who's going to pay me top dollar, or do you say, hey, I'd be an idiot to leave Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. I should stay here even though it's for less money.
Yeah, so here's what I think is going to happen. I believe Minnesota will give like a $20 to $25 million a year offer. I think the Tennessee Titans or someone of that ilk will say, you know what, you're going to be a great little bridge guy for us. We'll give you $33 to $36 a year. Are you going to leave $12, $13 million a year? I would not if I was him.
Okay.
So the odds would say, yes, stay, especially with McCarthy coming off of a knee. But Minnesota's paying J.J. big money. They're kind of banking on not having to pay a quarterback for another 4 years. That's part of their plan. I'd be shocked if they went and paid Daniel Jones-style money to Sam Darnold. I would be very surprised if that's the road they go down.
Jerry Noel via Twitter. I don't care if Bart Starr played for Minnesota. I will never cheer for them to win the Super Bowl. And I just want to clarify.
Now, Jesse, in fairness, Jesse did cheer. He gave up on the Packers. He wrote them off because poor little Brady didn't get treated the way Jesse wanted. He left and changed his allegiances to the purple for 2 years.
2 years. That did happen. Yep.
Should you be allowed back in?
It's embarrassing. Yeah, we're welcoming. We're a welcoming operation.
I'm not a fan. I'm not in charge.
All right, 2015, I was allowed back in. It's been a while.
Let's keep going with the calls. 844-770-3776. If you want to get in on this conversation and you want to vote on the Twitter poll, you can do both of those things. 844-770-3776. Let's get to one call before the break, then Tyson and Madison and everybody
else
is on hold.
One call, that's all?
That's
before the break?
You know, if you're going to step on my joke, fine. Go right ahead.
I enhanced your joke.
I don't think you enhanced it at all because I never got to say the line. Let's talk to Dimitri in Detroit, who is a Packers fan living in Detroit. So I am eager to get his insight. Dimitri, good morning. Thanks for joining the show, buddy. Give
good morning.
Us some insight.
Good morning. I love you guys' show.
Hey, thank you very much. So you live in Detroit.
It,
you are surrounded by Lions
fans. Born and raised. I was at the Thursday night game.
Yeah, all right.
Born and raised here. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you agree that the Mom's Spaghetti joint really overrated? Have you tried that?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. It's no.
Overpriced. Yeah, okay.
You can get spaghetti somewhere else. Go somewhere like to the east side, to the other part of the city.
We're on the same page. All right, but, Dimitri, go ahead.
I can't have that parade on Woodward, so I will not say the Lions. I will say Philly. I think it's going to be a rematch in the Super Bowl, KC and Philly again. Unless they can't find a way to rest Saquon, that's my only thing I'm scared for Philly. I think they're going to overwork him eventually, and he could get an injury.
So Dimitri, let me ask you this. Now let's take all the other teams out of the equation now, and you only have to choose between the Lions and seeing the parade go down your road. And again, it's just to get to the Super Bowl, by the way. You don't have to
Detroit's
endure
throwing
them
a parade. Detroit's throwing a parade if they get to the Super
Bowl. Are you taking the Lions or are you taking the Vikings as a Packers fan if we only allow you to choose between those two, being a fan in Detroit?
Great question.
That's tough for me, but I'm going to still say I'm a diehard Packers fan. I'd rather see the Vikings win.
Oh, see, but he's...
Aaron Jones.
Thank you!
Aaron Jones get a ring.
Give him an entry into the drawing. Dang it.
But this is a big question I got for you guys.
All right.
Do you guys possibly think that we're the 12-5 Lions from last year? Think about it. We host the draft this year. We can make moves in the offseason and come back a better team. I got us losing in the NFC North Championship, the Packers. Mm-hmm. I got us hosting the draft at Green Bay. I got us making some type of move, probably getting a number one wide receiver to put us over the edge and building on the defense. And we got to spread ways with Jair. He can't play a full season. I love him. I wore this jersey last Thursday. But come on, he can't be out there. We can't have a guy that's not out there.
Dimitri?
Quick question about the jersey, because you go to Philly, you can't wear jerseys of the Packers.
It's like Brazil.
They'll like egg you, and it's ridiculous. Detroit welcoming? Ooh. Is it Lambeau welcoming to the? Because when you come to Lambeau, we welcome people. How is it in Detroit?
Now I will say this is the first year I go see the Lions every year. I've been doing this since I was 18. I'm 28 now. I've been going to see the Packers in the Ford Field every year. Because that's my only chance. I've never been to Green Bay. I'm thinking about going to the draft because I feel like that would be my perfect time to go to Green Bay. But, no, now, like, you won't believe how many Lions fans will call me out and say I'm lying. But you won't believe how many Lions fans that's like, yo, if Love gets to clicking, he's going to light up the North. He's going to light up the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you still have those fans that's like, oh, Packers fans, but usually for the past couple years and even still the true Lions fans, they don't talk too much because when have they been good? Just being honest.
That's right. Fair.
Now, you have the ones that's like, okay, yeah, we're doing good now. You guys take a back seat now. We're the kings of the North. But come on, win the North 4 years in a row. Do some things that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not a Packers fan that's going to live in the past. That's why I asked you guys. I think we're the 12-5 Lions from last year. I got us losing one more game. So it's either going to be the Vikings game or the Seahawks game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'll try another
a year away.
I got us upsetting someone in the playoffs, but losing in the NFC Championship game. And I'm telling you, it's going to hurt everybody if we lose to the Lions 3 years in a row. I mean, 3 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
But I can see that happening, and I can see us coming back next year being that team. I think Love is going to work on his mechanics this offseason and come back. We're going to make some moves. I think this might be the summer we'd be like, wow, this is the most moves I've seen Green Bay ever do in history.
They're definitely going to pick up a corner.
Over the edge.
You best believe, Dimitri, they're going to pick up a corner.
Tausch has got a lot of days off coming up. If you want to work a 3-hour shift for free after this call, we'll reach out to you. Thanks, buddy.
You
thanks
guys,
for the call.
Man.
Well, we love you.
Love you guys.
That was a great call.
That was and obviously someone who lives in Detroit having that type of insight.
It started off great because he agreed with me about mom spaghetti.
Well, that's always a good way to start a call to our show. All right. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Tausch, before we get to more calls, we want to hear about Johnson & Sons Paving, and we also need to find a size small bright orange hoodie for Sydney, who's looking for one of those.
I have Austin on that. Get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving to make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the winter. Potholes and cracked curbs and drainage issues. Well, if those things are bad now, they ain't going to get better. Call Johnson & Sons Paving. Get it fixed today. Schedule a free, no-obligation quote. Get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed by spotting that fatigue cracking. That's the worst kind of cracking. Standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, and more. Don't scare away your customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now. Save money later. JohnsonSonsPaving.com.
More of your calls on this question of the day. 844-770-3776. Who's your NFC Super Bowl representative? It can't be the Packers. We'll talk about it more next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Hark the herald angels.
Let's get to a couple more calls here. I really thought Aaron Jones would move the needle a little bit more than it has. I just, the poll's still not.
Jason, how many times do I have to tell you? Fans appreciate players. They do. Fans love the team. That's why the team forever has won the public battle on money. Because
you're right.
Guys leave, but you know who doesn't? The G&G.
Detroit and Philadelphia have now fallen behind the NFC West champs.
Just go, you know what? Just roll the tape of Bostic on the deal or San Fran gutting us five times, and that poll will start skyrocketing back the other way.
34.5% the NFC West champs, 32.1% the Lions. 30.4% the Eagles.
Rams control their destiny. Rams win out, they win the division.
3% the Vikings. Let's get to a couple more calls. Let's go first to Tyson in Madison, who was at Packers-Lions on Thursday, and Jesse tells me has a new perspective.
Oh.
Tyson, tell us more. We're intrigued.
Excellent work, Jesse. I'm a first-time, long-time, and I appreciate you, Tausch. Thank you so much for all your work on the Packers.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am.
Whoa, what? You just thank Jesse and Tausch and not me?
You're fine, Wildy. Don't worry about it. You're doing great.
You're fine.
This guy, I'll tell you what, Tyson's climbing the ladder. He might be my new fave.
Improving. You're great. So, back to my story. So I drove from Madison up my very first away game. I'm a huge Packers fan, try to hit at least one game a year, usually always been Lambeau to this point. I didn't know what to expect. I experienced a really good game. I also had the best tickets I've ever had in my life. Like, I was close. Like, they could hear me when it was quiet. Like, people were turning their heads because you were right there. I came away, unfortunately, with a different perspective than I would expect when you spend top dollar to go watch a loss. I came away with much more respect for the Detroit Lions than I ever expected. Also, I was kind of like, I tapped into their joy a little bit, even though it was so close. I was happy too. But watching their fans, like, truly have the just so much fun and finally be here. Their stakes are much higher than ours. It just felt like they have to do it this year, and everyone in that building knows it. And any energy they have, they're spending it. They're puking in trash cans because they're giving everything they got. And I think we came in there with the same plan, by the way. But we looked shook, man. We looked shook by the sound. Jordan and the offensive line, the calls were sluggish. We were getting out physical, trying to be the more physical team. I can't look at all that stuff, regardless of where the stats ended up at the end, and not feel like the Lions have a more sustainable chance to make the Super Bowl. And I don't like us going up against them one more year. If we make the Super Bowl, boys, it's going to be because we start implementing a little more high percentage, short pass game, less wild balls, less deep balls. Maybe we get Dobbs back and this game would have been different. But what I would like to see, the best teams in the NFL right now are running high percentage inside out offense. I'm not seeing that consistently from the Packers. I love what we're doing. I love the misdirection. I love all the plays. I just wish we had some get Jordan hot plays and quick dump offs. We should be using Tucker that way. We should be using,
Jaden Reed.
Dobbs when he's back. Jaden Reed. Exactly. Jaden Reed. Where was Jaden Reed?
He wasn't there.
I watched them do that to us. And if you're playing a four down style of football, you can't give them 4 yards of play ever. Mm-hmm. Or they're just going to keep breaking your back. And there's so, I can't tell you how many times I celebrated on third down, guys, just to be
so
like,
did the team.
There
put
we
that
go.
Fist up. Yeah. That fist up. Fourth.
So my roundabout way of saying I would like to see the Lions win, because I think if we're not there, this is their year. They're losing both their offensive and defensive coordinator at the end of this. So they're going to be – this whole thing falls apart. We got contracts. This is it. The stakes are much higher, and I feel like they are aware of where they're at, the significance of the history of this. I talked to some good Lions fans. I talked to some bad Lions fans. And they all are aware of where they're at. And they're emboldened to say the Packers suck to my face. But that's just right now, and that'll change.
So Tyson, that
was a
great call.
That was a what a segment of calls, huh? Great job by Tyson. I think there's a lot of Packer fans that feel the way Tyson does.
Wait a minute. You just got done saying that you thought after what happened with the Lions that a lot of the Packers fans don't feel that way anymore.
But, Jason,
did
there's
Tyson
a wide
sway you?
No, there's a wide swath. I felt a certain way, the same way that Tyson was just explaining. Man, they hadn't won a playoff game since JFK got blown away. That was that song, right, that we had heard. That changed. They won
what
a couple playoff games last year, and they're building it. The fact is, we didn't really think a lot about Detroit ever. Now they're top of mind. And that changes the dynamic. And Wes, who's got playoff shares on the line with that, he brought that to the attention. I thought it was a really well-written email. And it states a lot about, I think, how Packer fans should be feeling. But I don't tell people. I mean, I tell them how I think they should feel. But Wes did that, too. And I think there is a lot of people that respect the fact Detroit's been so bad and that they were able to weather that storm and turn it around. And if we don't beat them, I feel very confident we'd much rather see them stomp on the Minnesota Vikings. The other ones I just didn't know. And that's why this poll has been so, I guess, intriguing to me.
Well, we got a couple more calls to get to. We'll do that coming up next after Tausch tells us about Prize Picks. If you can't win Prize Picks, are you rooting for Jesse to win in Prize
Absolutely.
Picks?
Absolutely. I want everybody to win. Been telling you about Prize Picks for years. I'm really nervous now about saying Merry
Picksmas.
I'm very nervous Picksmas. About it, but I'm not nervous about having some fun with Prize Picks. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars. In award-winning Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody, and it is simple to play, more or less, on two players for a shot to win up to 200 times your cash. The only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance so that your lineups will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. I had a mixed bag last week. I was, I think, a little bit less with I think I went less with Jordan. I think I went less with Goff. That didn't work out for me. But it was still fun. You can win up to that 100 times again with four correct picks. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your $5 lineup. That's, again, code WI, $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. And Merry
Picksmas.
Picksmas. There are all kinds of fun specials that are brewing. You can win big prizes on top of just your normal cash when you play. Prize Picks.
Run
your game.
Merry Picksmas. Merry Picksmas. Merry Picksmas.
And if you're diabetic, prick your finger. For your calls next.
Will be tough.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Rocking around your Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling
when you hear. I don't know if this qualifies as breaking news. And I guess I can't guarantee that it actually means something. But it appears that Tretch Tekahuna has found a new college football home.
Looks like he's rowing that boat.
Hashtag rival with the Minnesota logo on his social media, so in case you were wondering.
Well, you'll be cheering for him there then, right?
Yeah, because he's a good kid, right?
I don't wish him any ill will.
Tretch Tekahuna and Aaron Jones.
Okay.
And Van Ginkle.
There's a little bit of a difference in rooting for someone and not wishing them ill will.
Yeah. I don't like the Minnesota head football coach. I find him to be inauthentic, in my opinion. So, no, I'm not going to be rooting for the Gophers.
That? Do you know that he's inauthentic?
That is, no.
That so, is why just, do you find him that way?
Because I talked to a few people who have that same opinion based on their...
I'd like to hear who.
And Hunter Vaughn informs me that he's been tweeting every school that he gets an offer from.
Oh, so he has not accepted.
Tretch is not apparently committed to Minnesota. So
okay. For those he is not. I just signed no. So don't break that news. Come on, Jesse.
I couched.
Yeah, it's good head.
Thanks for sending that, Tausch.
Well, I found it very interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Hunter Vaughn, for your service for helping us.
Guess we're going to have to get the Badgers Radio Network analyst on here to talk Badgers more accurately.
I'm guessing what he's doing is I'm guessing he's trying to get a little more cash.
Cash. Indeed.
Maybe North Carolina's going to bring him in.
Let's get one more call. Okay, Bill Belichick over there. I know you two both think football the same way, as we've established.
I wish I thought football the way he does.
Let's welcome in one more caller, and then I'd like to get to Jaden Reed and what he had to say to me yesterday. So let's talk to Jamon in Dallas. Now, Jamon or Jamon, let's make sure we're getting this right. I feel like I asked you this because you call frequently, but I asked Jesse because he pronounced it differently this time. So let's get once and for all, your name is?
Jamon.
Jamon. Yes? All right. I can't say it as cool as you, so I did the best I could. What are you thinking about this question about the NFC representative in the Super Bowl if it's not the Packers?
Well, if you're asking who I would want, it definitely wouldn't be nobody out of the division. I don't know why you guys are leaning towards the Vikings or Detroit. I mean, Detroit has handed us two losses this year, and I don't want them to go to anywhere near a Super Bowl. I don't want them to have any bragging rights that they already have. So if I wanted a team to go, it would have to be either Seattle or the Rams. Not really a big fan of Detroit or the Vikings.
Yeah, okay. I can understand. That makes more sense. But the idea of picking one division rival over the other when both of them are in your way on an annual basis, I'm surprised that so many people have voted for the Lions in this poll.
I think they've
never won a Super Bowl.
No, I think Tyson's point is what he hit at home. I think a lot of us feel that way. Sports to me, when you can show resiliency and it's not, you know, LeBron where you're like chasing and, oh, let's bring so-and-so in. Let's make this easy. I love it when people have to fight through stuff and they come out just like Andy Dufresne. You crawl through 300 yards of stuff that's blah, blah, blah. But you come out the other side and you feel like, man, they went and earned it. That's what I think Packer fans are looking from Detroit. And you can be irritated about that. You could say that. That's, I think, why Detroit has as much of a following.
Losers.
Well, till they're
not. And I just, again, since we're going to put a bow on this and move on to what Jaden Reed said yesterday and then talk to our buddy Jeff Levering, you did not learn any sort of lesson, is what you're telling me. From being Mr. All right, well, if the Brewers aren't going to do it, I want to see the Cubs end the curse of the Billy Goat and win the World Series. And then they did, and then you regretted it. You don't think it's possible. You will feel the same way.
Oh,
and then you got the Dan Campbell aficionados throat slashing you like the guy on the field for the flag and Matt LaFleur.
Definitely possible.
Okay.
Definitely
possible. As long as you acknowledge
that. Yes,
that's all
sure.
I ask.
Yep.
We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour, during which we will hear part of my conversation with Jaden Reed yesterday in the locker room or in the exit of the locker room.
What was yesterday then in a Packers week? Was it a Monday?
It's Monday.
It was a Monday.
Again.
Yeah.
So they were watching film on what happened against Detroit.
Indeed they were, sir.
Oh, that's good.
and talking to Rob Domofsky and me and Bill Huber and Wes Hodkowitz, only one of us who gets a playoff share. We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.